Early voting is getting underway across the region for the November 4th general election. Voters in Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Escambia counties can cast ballots beginning Monday and continuing through Saturday, November 1st. WUWF's Danielle Freeman has the details.
For the general election, each of the counties is exceeding the 8-day minimum by providing a total of 13 early voting days, with a combined 14 polling locations that will be open for 10 hours each day in Okaloosa and Santa Rosa counties, 9 hours daily in Escambia. Paul Lux is supervisor of elections in Okaloosa County, where there are 5 early voting locations from Crestview to Destin.
Whether the place is closer to where you work or whether it's closer to where you live, but we're trying to locate them geographically along routes that people are traveling so that, they may not have early voting on their mind, but as they're driving by and they see, hey, early voting's going on and it's open right here, maybe they'll pull in.
The early voting sites in Okaloosa include the fairgrounds in Fort Walton Beach, the Destin Community Center, Niceville City Hall, and 2 locations in Crestview, the Supervisor of Elections Office downtown, and the Robert Sykes Library. As for Escambia County, there are 7 early voting locations, including the Elections Office and Main Branch Library in downtown Pensacola, as well as the addition of 2 new sites in Molino and the Extension Service Office on Stefani Road. Escambia Election Supervisor David Stafford says he's confident that voters who want to vote early will have plenty of opportunity to do so.
The bottom line is we're offering now more sites and a total number of hours greater than we've ever offered in the past. We have 117 hours available. Previously, it was limited to 96 hours. And again, we've got 7 sites versus 5 sites in the last presidential election. We're certainly not going to see the 75 or 80% turnout. So we're very confident that we will certainly accommodate them.
We will have our main office here in Milton, which will be in the north end, and then also our south end location, which is 1 block east of the zoo at the South Santa Rosa Service Center.
That's Supervisor of Elections Tappy Villain, pointing to the only 2 early voting sites in Santa Rosa County. Villain says they hope to have more by the 2016 election. While the state has provided more flexibility in the selection process, she says there are certain criteria that must be met.
There are just things you have to look at, obviously facility that you can use for that amount of time, making sure ultimately that it's a secure facility. So there's a lot that goes into actually planning for early voting, as does Election Day. But it is something that's definitely on our radar, and we will be looking doing that in the future.
And of course, more locations add to the cost of early voting for each county. But Escambia's David Stafford says early voting has become more and more popular since first introduced in Florida in the early 2000s.
2006 was the election where it kind of took off locally and across the state. Generally, voters have embraced it, and they like the convenience. They like the ability to go ahead and get their voting done, if you will, in advance of Election Day.
Stafford says early voting was aimed at reducing Election Day crowds in Florida, where the population reached 19.5 million in 2013. However, there's been no evidence of a direct correlation between early voting and increased voter turnout. Okaloosa Election Supervisor Paul Lux explains.
What we have seen is the more options we give people for voting, all we're doing is rearranging the numbers of who is going where to vote on any given particular day. We have not seen a marked increase in voting turnout since we've started doing early voting or expanded early voting. What we do see, however, is, and it's really funny because some people absolutely, bar none, want to go vote on Election Day in their polling place.
For the August primary, Okaloosa was among the counties with the highest voter participation, which averaged about 18% statewide. For the general election, the historical average for a midterm election is 45% to 50%. And that's what's expected despite Florida's hotly contested race for governor. All of the election officials across the region would like to see more people go to the polls, hammering the point that every vote really does matter. Lux says those who are disenchanted with the process need look no further than the 2000 presidential election.
The Bush v. Gore ordeal that we endured in 2000 showed us anything. Come on, 525 votes difference in a state the size of Florida to decide who the president of the United States was going to be. You can't tell me one vote doesn't count. That was less than one voter per precinct across the state. To me, it's incomprehensible for people to now say their votes don't count when we have so much concrete proof that absolutely they do.
Early voting in Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Escambia continues through Saturday, November 1st. For more information on location and hours, visit each Supervisor of Elections website, govote-okaloosa.com, votesantarosa.com, and escambiavotes.com. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.